Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
Yeah, on the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Pastor Christy Koppel from St. Olaf Lutheran Church in Austin.
I heard that. Yes, Austin, thank you for having me here. What a beautiful, awe-inspiring. I'm looking at all the four corners of equality, justice, freedom, and courage. Beautiful pillars of our community. As I offer this prayer today, I invite you to join along with me. There'll be a brief moment of silence for you to pray for those around you, your colleagues, other citizens, our fellow citizens who are here. And so I invite you to join along as well. To share your joys and concerns. And so let us pray. God, we gather today inviting you to be with us. We give thanks for this incredible place we call home, and may we care for it as though it were our own. We give thanks for community and for our common past and our future together, that all barriers would be destroyed as we reach out to all of your people. We give thanks for each person here, for each one who has taken this call into public leadership, and for all of our fellow citizens. Give us wisdom and strength as we work for justice and peace. We pray for one another, for our colleagues, for our neighbors, sitting in front, beside, and behind us. We pray. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers, for your presence, and for your blessings this day. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you.
Thank you.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Perry, Pogemiller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
Quorum is present. Mr. Secretary, an announcement to be read.
We want to announce a correction from yesterday's agenda on second reading of House bills. House File 3084 was in air. It should have been House File 3589 getting its second reading, and today's calendar reflects that change. Number three on the calendar is House File 3589, as printed.
First order of business, executive and official communications. Next order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate files. Herewith returned, Senate file number 2996, signed Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. The next message is on Senate file 2737, Senator Scogan. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file, as amended by the House, in which amendments of concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 2737, a bill for an act relating to state government, changing certain pesticide control provisions. Senate File 2737 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Scogan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 2737. And that a conference committee of three members be appointed by a subcommittee on conference committee on part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on a part of the House.
On the Scogan motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has exceeded the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of three members of the House on the appointments on the amendments adopted by the House to the following Senate file. Senate File 80, a bill for an act relating to elections. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Representative Simon, Winkler, and Sanders. And also a conference committee of three on Senate File 2511. There has been appointed such committee on the part of the House Representatives Swales, Ward, and McFarland. And also a conference committee of three on Senate File 2846. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Representatives Hortman, Hausman, and Holbergs. These Senate files are herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Mr. President.
Senator Limmer.
Mr. President, could you assist bringing some decorum to the chamber? It's real hard to hear, even in the front row.
Okay. Thank you. The fifth order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There are two that are printed on today's agenda without objection. Second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is second reading of House bills. There's one printed on today's agenda without objection. Second reading of House bills. Next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There's one printed on today's agenda without objection. Introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Now going on to motions and resolutions. There's one author's motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. There's also a resolution printed on today's agenda. Without objection, the resolution will be sent to the Rules Committee. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, today I think we'll just take up the calendar and we will not go on general orders. So, and I've talked with Senator Senjum, we're going to waive the lieover on the last two, 14 and 15. If that's a problem, waiving that lieover on those, we don't need to do 14 and 15 today. So if a member has a problem with doing 14 or 15 today, let me know and we'll just pass over it. So, Mr. President, I'd move that on motions and resolutions, the Senate take up the Senate calendar and waive the lieovers.
Okay, on that motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. A reminder again, there will be 15 votes, recorded votes. Probably stay in your seats. We might, only on the first bill on the calendar, might wait a minute because the Finance Committee, I believe, is still out. So that one might take a little time. The first bill on the calendar is Senate File 3051. Chief author is Senator Anderson. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 3051, a bill for an act relating to utilities, regulating rates charged to low-income customers, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 49 ayes and 18 nays, the bill is passed and settled agreed to. Number two on the calendar, Senate File 3275, 3275, Senator Anderson is the chief author. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 3275, a bill for an act relating to state government, appropriating money from constitutionally dedicated funds.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes, 4 nays, the bill is passed, its title agreed to. The third bill on the calendar is House File 3589. Senate author, chief author, Senator Carlson. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 3589, a bill for an act relating to state government, reducing the reporting threshold for contracts for professional or technical services.
Secretary will take the roll. There's a all senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes, 4 nays, the bill is passed, its title agreed to. A fourth bill on the calendar. Senate File 2540, the chief author is Senator Murphy.
Mr. President.
Senator Tomasoni.
Mr. President, I spoke with Senator Murphy about this. I need to request unanimous consent to put an amendment on the bill, and since I didn't have an amendment the other day for this bill, I thought it was appropriate I'd have one today. I don't believe this is a controversial amendment, Mr. Chairman, and so I'll explain the amendment, and if everybody's okay with it, we can put it on.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
If Senator Murphy wants the amendment, then I think we ought to put the bill back on general orders.
When I can tell you what the amendment is, you might want to do this.
Well, we have a couple
take 10
weeks.
10 seconds. Well, let me,
Senator Pogemiller, why don't you object? That it won't be unanimous. That we, you know. Senator, go ahead. You
all
can
right,
explain
Mr.
your.
Mr. President, I'll explain the amendment, and if you don't want to do unanimous consent, we won't do it. But
Senator, can I just ask, you know, would all be if we're going to open it up, I've probably got one too I'm thinking about, but are we going to open it up? I mean, I think we should. I don't think we mind the amendment, but we ought to procedurally open it up, I think, put it back on general orders.
Why don't we do that?
Mr. President, I'll withdraw my request.
That's an objection, so.
Mr. President, I'll withdraw my request.
Oh, okay, then we can proceed with the number four on Senate File 2540, Senator Murphy's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2540, a bill for an act relating to transportation.
Secretary will
Mr.
take
President.
Yes.
Mr. President, on this, and I wonder if Senator Lurie would yield. I just have a question, Senator Lurie, and just maybe a clarification on the complete streets provision. And I don't mind complete streets, et cetera, but what I want to make kind of sure of is that the local county or city, whatever jurisdiction it might be, would have the authority, I suppose, to opt in or opt out of a complete streets project if MnDOT were to recommend one for their community.
Senator Lurie.
Mr. President, Senator Senjum, absolutely. It's at the local jurisdiction's option. MnDOT is not going to be superimposing new standards for localities to implement under this. This is just suggesting that if communities are doing a redesign of a road, they should just stop and think about the local needs and the local context and consider what that entire transportation corridor should look like and what users it should accommodate for the next 20 or 30 years. It's about that process, not about the outcome. So if they just go with the state aid standards, that's just fine. That's entirely their option. If they want to try to do something different, this is just a little bit of flexibility for them to work with MnDOT in determining what their local needs and desires are. It's not from the top down. It's from the bottom up.
Senator Sanders.
And Mr. President, thank you, Senator Lurie. I just wanted to kind of get that clarification. I'm sure this question will come up as this bill unfolds.
Sounds good. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I just, too, want to stand in support of the complete streets. I know there has been some confusion with this legislation, but I just want to remind the members that it's very important that the communities start thinking about how they're going to view their communities, the health. There's a statewide health improvement program, the SHIP program, that's out there. And so this is going to encourage some collaboration. There is no mandate whatsoever. But I'm from a state that does a lot of, that has been working on this for a very long time. So I really think this, it's a wonderful piece of legislation, and it gives the communities the opportunity to look at their, at the health of the community.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and 4 nays, the bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Number 5 on the calendar is House File 1209. Senate author Senator Sieben. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 1209, a bill for an act related to motor vehicles, removing expiration date relating to corporate deputy registrars.
Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There being 54 ayes, 13 nays, bill is passed. Its title agreed to. The sixth bill on the calendar, Senate File 2429, the chief author, Senator Erickson Ropes. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2429, a bill for an act relating to veterans, clarifying the transit fee exemption provisions related to veterans with service-connected disabilities.
Secretary will take the roll. Secretary Pat Parasol. We'll close the roll. There being 67 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Number 7 on the calendar is House File 2855. Chief author of this bill is Senator Murphy. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File Number 2855, a bill for an act relating to labor and industry, modifying boiler provisions, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. We had 64 ayes, 3 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to. The eighth bill on the calendar is Senate File 3073. This is Senator Sharon bill. Secretary will give the bill. It's third reading.
Senate File number 3073, a bill for an act relating to state government, authorizing a report regarding the effectiveness of state programs serving people with disabilities.
Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. We had 66 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to. The next bill on the calendar, number 9 on the calendar, Senate File 3003. Chief Author, Senator Saltzman. Secretary will give the bill. It's third reading.
Senate File number 3003, a bill for an act relating to the environment, modifying requirements for solid waste disposal facilities.
Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. We had 67 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Next bill on the calendar, Senate File 2642. It's the Senator Moy's bill. Secretary will give the bill. It's third reading.
Senate File number 2642, a bill for an act relating to legislation, correcting erroneous, ambiguous, and omitted text and obsolete references.
Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There being 67 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Number 11 on the calendar, House File 2899. This is a Senator Betzel bill. Secretary will give the bill. It's third reading.
House File number 2899, a bill for an act relating to data practices, providing an administrative remedy for certain data practices law violations.
Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There be at 66 ayes, 1 nay. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Number 12 on the calendar, Senate File 2974. This is a Senator Lori bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File number 2974, a bill for an act relating to health, amending provisions for electronic health record technology, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Say no. Secretary will close the roll. There being 54 ayes, 12 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to. 13th bill on the calendar, Senate File 2716. This is a Senator Saltzman bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File number 2716, a bill for an act relating to education, modifying charter school provisions, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There being 51 ayes, 15 nays, the bill is passed. Its title agreed to. The 14th bill on the calendar, Senate File 3055, the chief author is Senator Dibble. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 3055, a bill for an act relating to tobacco, tobacco control, and preventing tobacco use, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Secretary, close the roll. It'll be at 63 ayes and 4 nays. Bill is passed. Its title agreed to. The 15th bill on the calendar, the Senate File 3075. This is a Senator Tomassoni bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 3075, a bill for an act relating to employment, providing that negotiations must take place after joint powers agreements that affect the rights of employees covered by a certain collective bargaining agreements.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary. We'll close the roll. I mean, it's 50 ayes and 15 nays. The bill is passed. Title agreed to. Remaining, we go to messages. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File Number 1323, a bill for an act relating to the environment, modifying Infectious Waste Control Act. Senate File Number 1323 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathewith, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Sharon.
Thank you. I move that when the Senate do arise, that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File Number 1323 and that the bill be placed on its repassage as amended.
Okay, Senator Sharon, a brief description of the bill and what changes were made since the Senate last saw the bill.
The Senate last saw the bill a year ago, and at that time we passed the bill on the floor of the Senate. It allowed Sharps manufacturers to provide Sharps disposal containers free of charge to pharmacies to be given to persons purchasing Sharps in a certain volume and quantity. The House bill is a little less aggressive. The Sharps manufacturer and pharmaceutical companies instead are to provide a website and post information on methodologies for safe disposal, and then share that information also with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency.
Discussion on the concurrence. Senator Sharon renews her motion that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House of Senate File 1323 and the bill be placed on its repassage as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 1323, a bill for an act relating to environment, providing for safe sharps management, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Frozen right there. Oh. Secretary. Secretary will close the roll. There'll be 65 ayes, 1 nay. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Senator.
Mr. President, I believe we've covered everything at the desk.
That is correct, Senator Porter-Miller.
So I would hold for announcements.
Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Dill.
Well, Mr. President, I'd like to rise to a point of personal privilege, please.
State your point of personal privilege, Senator Dill.
Well, Mr. President, members, on Friday of this week, it is the 35th anniversary of the fall of Saigon and the end of the Vietnam War. I served my country in that war as a civilian veterinary advisor. I was in the war zone for 3.5 years. Last Saturday, the Minnesota Vietnamese community had a 2-hour program in the Capitol Rotunda to recognize the 35th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. I wrote this essay to recognize the importance of this event in American and Vietnamese history. Some of our nation's wars ended in the spring and peace returned. 145 years ago, on May 26, 1865, the American Civil War ended and peace returned. 65 years ago, on May 8, 1945, World War II ended in Europe, and peace returned. 35 years ago, on April 30, 1975, the Vietnam War ended, and peace returned. Yesterday, I was reminded once again of the cost of war when I visited the Student Center at the University of Minnesota St. Paul campus. On the first floor, there is a wall plaque to honor Kenneth Olson, a farm boy from Meeker County, Union Grove Township, who graduated with his bachelor's degree in agriculture at the same time I received my bachelor's degree from the University of Minnesota. We were both born in the spring of 1945. The plaque has Ken's face prominently protruding from the top of it. It was made by my third cousin, Roger Brodeen, a Vietnam War veteran and statue maker. He also made the statue of an American soldier from the Vietnam War that is located on the southwest corner of the Capitol Mall. This is what the plaque says. Kenneth L. Olson, Painesville, Minnesota, graduated in June 1967 with a BA from the College of Agriculture and School of Business. Ken was drafted into the U.S. Army on June 10, 1967. On May 14, 1968, in the Republic of Vietnam, Specialist 4th Class Olson was serving with Company A, 5th Battalion, 12th Infantry, 199th Infantry Brigade. During a firefight with an enemy force, Specialist 4th Class Olson threw himself upon a grenade, pulled it into his body to take the full force of the explosion. By this unselfish action, Specialist 4th Class Olson sacrificed his own life to save the lives of his fellow comrades in arms. Kenneth L. Olson was posthumously awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. Military and university historians believe Kenneth Olson is the only University of Minnesota graduate to have received the Congressional Medal of Honor. Kenneth Olson was one of 58,000 Americans who died in that war. It lasted 14 years, the longest in our history. Many others died, including 3 million Vietnamese, Laotians, Cambodians, Hmong, Chinese, and Montagnards, as well as many others. 35 years ago tomorrow, on April 29th, 1975, The last helicopter left Vietnam from the roof of the American Embassy, carrying the last load of Americans and Vietnamese to safety. On that chopper was Captain Gary Beck, one of my fellow veterinarians, who was also a member of the Special Forces and the Green Beret. I had left the war zone 5 months earlier. The next day, on April 30th, 1975, Saigon fell to the North Vietnamese Army. South Vietnam surrendered. The next day, Saigon was renamed Ho Chi Minh City. It was a sad day and a sad time in American history. But it was also a happy day because peace finally came and a new chapter in the life of Vietnam and the United States of America could begin, a chapter of peace. On top of that, it was spring, a season of the year that is a time for hope, a time for optimism, and a time for peace. Our nation is at war again. Many on both sides have already died. But it is also spring again, and a good time to make peace. Let's hope it comes soon.
Other announcements, Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to announce that the conference committee on Senate File 2519 will be meeting at 12:30 in room 107.
Further announcement, Senator.
Mr. President, with your indulgence, could I revert to, there are a couple conference committees that we could appoint, so I'd like to move for a brief recess for the purposes of appointing conference
Motion committees. Motion is for a brief recess. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands in recess.
President, is there a privilege report at the desk?
Privilege report at the desk.
Senator Pogamiller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on Senate File Number 2737, Senators Scogin, Dill, and Vickerman, and on Senate File 2790, Senators Moi, Dill, and Latz, and on Senate File 2427, Senators Betzold, Ortman, and Scheid. Senator Pogamiller moved that the foregoing appointments be approved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator, any other announcements? Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, members, I just wanted to encourage members who have bills on general orders that are not active to consider having a motion to take them off general orders. It just neatens things up a little bit. My office will be contacting you with regards to that because there's about 40 bills here that don't need to be here. So, but we will contact your office, but I encourage you to look at any bill you have on there. And then, Mr. President, we will come back on, I yield to Senator Cohen.
Senator Cohen.
Mr. President, something's coming. There's a chance of a brief Finance Committee later this afternoon, a chance.
Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn till Monday, May 3rd, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Monday, May 3rd.
On the motion to adjourn till 2 o'clock Monday, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.